7 minutes now past 10 o'clock. I'm Kara Lawrence. I've been looking forward to another one of the Kalamazoo Concert Band flashbacks with the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, Dr. Tom Evans. Welcome to back to WMUK.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. Should we spill the beans now?
I think we should confess.
We have to confess. This is no April Fool's joke. So I ran out the door this morning to get to the studio, and I have my iPad, which has last year's program and the set list that we're going to do for today, and all that stuff, all the information is on my iPad, but I forgot the CD. No, I'll laugh about this tomorrow. Right now, it's no laughing matter because this is live.
It's pretty stressful.
Yeah, pretty stressful.
Even though it's possible we could talk for the entire hour.
Oh, we could do that.
Nobody really wants
to. No, I'm sure not. But if you want to stretch this out, the CD is en route and it should be here in 10 minutes if you want to.
That's the plan.
Oh, that's the plan then?
Yeah.
You want to stretch it out and just.
Well, yes. Here's the situation here on Let's Hear It. It's live radio. Tom and I are so prepared to talk about this wonderful concert that took place at Chenery Auditorium. I think it was...
Yeah, it was last year.
It was February?
February 22nd, I think was the date. February 22nd, yeah, of last year.
It featured the wonderful Megan Dooley. And by all accounts, it was an unforgettable concert.
Oh, indeed it was. It truly was. And that's why I was excited to have this little flashback. And we will get to it. It's just we're going to have to spin a little bit of talking here for a little bit until the CD arrives. But yeah, so it was. We were very fortunate to have Megan Dooley appear with us. She's a legend in her own right here
Megan,
in Kalamazoo.
Megan, we know you're listening. Maybe you understand what...
She knows what it's like.
Train wrecks are like.
Is all about. Shout out to Megan. Hey, Megan. So, anyways, and we'll get to you. I promise. It just gives us a few minutes. So we had the real pleasure of working with Megan with the concert band, and one of the things that the board and I really try to do our best at, and that's to try to bring in local talent because we have so much local talent around here. We are really lucky and very well blessed to have to live in Kalamazoo with the kind of talent that we have here, and you know. The thing that always strikes me, it always struck me for years, all my life, I guess, is that people have this notion that it goes along with the adage that, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side, that you think that there isn't any really talent until you get 50 miles or so beyond your borders. But yet here in Kalamazoo, we have an abundance of talent. Mm-hmm. And so we try to make it a matter of course in the KCB to work with local talent and that way we try to promote them through our audience who may not be familiar with her, and then with at the same time, then other artists that we bring in can bring their membership, their audience with them, and they can expose the Kalamazoo Concert Band who they normally wouldn't be exposed to. So it works both ways, and it's really a great relationship.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so last year, February 22nd. As it turns out, was our very last concert because then we went into hiding because of the pandemic, with an extended intermission. But it was a great, great show. The Chenery Auditorium was, I think it seated around 2,000 people, and we probably had about 1,800 people in there. So it was, I can't say it was filled, but it was full.
it was something of a phenomenon, and I know that the band members themselves were like, wow, what just happened?
Yeah.
That was an amazing concert.
Oh, well, you
and
know, you
I
could
do
could,
think a lot of credit goes to Megan Dooley.
Yeah.
There's a certain magic there that showed up that night, and she was so enthusiastic to be part.
But I think the programming too, because we have, you know, our audience tends to be older, and the fact that we are doing it's a tribute to the conclusion of the World War II. So it was the 75th anniversary, and so I think there is that going on as well. People wanted, because people still love swing music, because we were promoting it as an evening of swing, and the second half of their program was swing music. But I can still remember when I parked the car, and this is like 45 minutes before the downbeat, or maybe even closer to an hour before the downbeat, and I had to park much further away than I normally do, and I guess in all the
first indication,
there was all these people walking the streets. So I said, are they all going to Chenery Auditorium? As it turns out, they were, and then the band as well was really excited too to see the audience filling up, and they too had trouble finding places to park, and so you can imagine the kind of energy and excitement that was generated just, you know, even pre-show, which was great. So yeah, it was great.
Well, once again, the situation is Tom and I are here. We're ready to talk, and the CD is en route. So the music should arrive, we hope, this hour. And you know what, Tom? I would be happy to make this up on another occasion if we can't get to all of the music. We might just make this a two-parter.
Oh, okay. Second installment, sure.
But right now, I would like to feature part of the interview that we recorded before the concert last year. And feature a part where Megan is talking about the music for this program of World War II era music and songs. And this was a very quick cut I made out of our interview in about 30 seconds after we realized we were short on material. So as far as Megan, I hope this shows you off well. I just grabbed the first question that I could find, and you take it from there. This is Megan Dooley in the week prior to the concert of the Home Front, it was called, which was performed by the Kalamazoo Concert Band on February 22nd, 2020. Megan, as a songwriter yourself, is it interesting to work on songs from this era, many of which are known as pieces from the Great American
Classics,
Songbook?
Yeah.
Does it make you admire the craft?
I've been researching and performing this style of music for the last 7 years. I'm very inspired by the great jazz vocalists and the swing era and the ragtime jazz. And I've been doing a lot of that for the last 7 years. I mean, I cover Bessie Smith and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, and we're already doing some pieces that I already have part of my sets, my normal sets. So this is my comfort zone, if you ask me.
During the music, you told a story about singing spontaneously as a young girl because you had a special singing partner at the time.
I did. So my father grew up poor, and when he met my mother, she had to teach him how to celebrate Christmas because they didn't celebrate Christmas in his family. And both of my parents, I grew up very lucky enough to have both of my parents be excellent vocalists. So I grew up listening to them sing. And when I went Christmas shopping with my dad, he loved Christmas music. It was his favorite. It just lifted his spirits, and he had this beautiful, deep, baritone bass voice, and he would just, you know, sing Christmas carols at the top of his lungs while we would go shopping together while I was a young child, which great. Of course was very embarrassing for me. And until a few years later when I realized he was never going to stop, and so I started joining him, and we started singing Christmas carols at the top of our lungs while we were shopping, and the spontaneous joy that you could see pop up on people's faces when they saw us or heard us really showed me the power of music, because a lot of times during that time of year, people are out shopping, spending money they don't have, and it's depressing. And
you've waited too long to get it all
right,
done.
What? And you're all stressed, and all of a sudden there's this like father-daughter duo booming Christmas carols. You can't help
great.
It. It was really wonderful. And he really instilled how powerful music can be in our daily lives.
And it actually unified you with your father and the shoppers. Everyone had a brief moment.
Exactly. And that's what it's for. I feel like that's what music is at the heart of it, is the intention of building community, the opportunity of bringing people together, which has been, you know, why that's actually part of the reason why I play so many styles of music that I play.
Yeah.
Is because I want a younger generation to recognize the classics of the past.
Right.
But I also want people who recognize those classics to be part of a younger scene, mm-hmm. so people can interact. It's kind of my own social experiment.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of solo artists, and if they're based in West Michigan, they're often their careers often are compiled of various activities, a whole mm-hmm. variety. I mean, you don't get to perform at Chenery with a concert band every day.
No.
But tell us what some of the other projects and ways of being an innovative entrepreneur as a musician, and you know that you've kind of gotten under your belt as a longtime musician here.
It's a lot.
I know.
It's a lot.
I just want listeners to get a an understanding.
Right. So I've been performing in and out of bands, but mostly solo for almost 20 years in the West Michigan scene and in and out of the United States as well. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it for a very long time. And when you do it by yourself, you have to have an understanding of the business aspect of things, which can be very difficult to understand. So that was something that I had to learn over time. But, you know, a lot of the reason why I've stuck with it the way that I have is because it nourishes me. And a lot of it's hard being a solo woman performer in the scene. And, you know, I played in 2017, I played 237 shows in 1 year. And I've been a full-time musician for almost 8 years now, which is not easy at all. I've had lots of help. I've gotten very lucky. You know, I've tried. The most important thing to me, just being a musician in this community specifically, is bringing everyone together, because we have such support for the arts in Kalamazoo. And we have, I mean, per capita, I don't know if this is still true, but last year per capita, West Michigan, Kalamazoo in particular, has more musicians than anywhere else in the country.
Per capita, is that right?
Per capita. I mean, I don't know if that's still true, but I think it might be.
Yeah.
And we have, I've been to different music scenes in a lot of different places, and what we have here is very special. And we've got a community that looks out for each other. It's non-competitive. You know, there's enough jobs for everybody, and if there isn't, we make it work. We collaborate together.
Well, that's the thing I like most about living and working in Kalamazoo, is the collaboration that we have between all the artists.
It's everybody.
If you float an idea past another artist, they'll say, yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this. Like, exactly. Nobody, like, there's a very, 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 very small amount of people that are on the ego trip of just being a musician. Most of us are trying to create something bigger than any one of us alone, and I think that... And I've run open mics for years in town, trying to encourage, you know, artists to gain the confidence to come out and try new things, because it's difficult. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that got me started, was meeting people and that were interested in the same things I was at open mics, talking to them. And some of those people I met at my first open mics, I'm still best friends with today.
Yeah.
Megan Dooley is the artist who will appear as a soloist and singer with the Kalamazoo Concert Band on Saturday, February 22nd. Megan, what is your most recent album? And do you have another one in the works?
My most recent album was released in 2015. It was my first technically solo release. It's called Made in Kalamazoo. It was funded by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo and the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. I got a grant, which was wonderful. And it's a study in everything. Every song is completely different. I like to say that I have genre ADD. So, and I am going to be working on a new album soon with Ian Gorman of La Luna Records.
Yeah, he's with Red Sea Pedestrian.
Yeah, he is. He's been a wonderful musician and sound engineer, great person around town for many, many years. And he's got a great new studio, La Luna Recording and Sound, at the Jericho building that they're doing on the in the Eggleston neighborhood.
Will this be an album of originals, or are you going to cover some old things?
So I'm moving in a new direction. Like I said, I've been studying a lot of music. I can play a song starting from anywhere between 1910 to 2010. So I can cover a century's worth of songs. And I wanted to capture that. And so we're doing, it was actually Ian's idea. I love to perform live. I'm a live performer. That's what I've always been. I get nervous in the studio when it's just me listening back and forth to my mistakes. So even the album I recorded with him in 2015, Made in Kalamazoo, we did it all live in 3 days in about 15 hours.
That was Megan Dooley talking to me and Tom Evans a year ago, over a year ago now. And Megan, if you're listening, you want to send me an update on Facebook so I can, you know, correct your upcoming projects. I will try to get it in this hour. We're live here on Classical WMUK. And again, my guest is Dr. Tom Evans. We are focused on a KCB flashback, the Kalamazoo Concert Band concert of February 22nd.
Right. As it turns out, our very last one until we had to go dark.
Megan Dooley was, of course, the guest artist.
She was. And we should probably do a clip from that concert right now. I think it'd be a good segue from her last year's interview to go into last year's performance. Although now we're just speaking live in the studio. But yeah, let's queue up They Can't Take That Away From Me, a classic from George and Ira Gershwin.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all the
Great to hear that applause, too. That's what live concerts are all about.
No kidding.
Everybody having a great time. And the audience gives you that feedback. They loved this concert. The home front, which was designed and programmed and conducted by my guest, Dr. Tom Evans of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, with special guest Megan Dooley, who we just heard sing and They Can't Take That Away From Me. We'll hear more songs, but we'd also like to look at other parts of the program that feature the band itself.
Yeah, of course. So what I typically do when we have guest artists, well, I do try to work them in the first half as well. But in this case here, I wanted to keep the second half really from music from the swing era. So the first half is certainly music that represents the home front at that time. But it's without the vocals, without Megan Dooley. So it's a little more a little more serious, if you will, that kind of stuff. But there's a lighthearted march that we're gonna queue up next. It's the Guadalcanal Small March, and it comes from Victory at Sea, that documentary series that came out after World War II. But I chose this because, one, it's a great piece of music, but two, because it people in the audience would remember Victory at Sea. And again, once again, it was all about recalling all the naval engagements that took place during World War II. And of course, with the help of the Marines on Guadalcanal. So anyway, but this is a delightful march, and we should probably cue that up and give it a listen.
Did you say Richard Rodgers was the composer?
Yes.
Here? Or Robert Russell Bennett, arranger?
Right, he was the arranger of this. Yes, yeah. He coalesced all this like 18 hours worth of music and just kind of turned into a suite. And so we actually extracted this march from that suite.
Wonderful. Let's hear it. It's the Kalamazoo Concert Band on February 22nd, 2020, just over a year ago, the final concert before all this happened.
Yes.
And there are stirrings of new in-person concerts out there, but we'll save that for a little bit later. Let's hear the Guadalcanal March. Kalamazoo Concert Band, once again, we're listening to live highlights from a terrific concert held February 22nd, 2020. I'm Kara LaRance, along with Dr. Tom Evans, the longtime director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And we are moving on to some other highlights here. We want to get in as much music as possible.
Yeah. I think we should listen next to American Salute. This is written by Morton Gould. And now, it's an interesting backstory with Morton Gould. He, like so many men and women at the time, wanted to enlist and to serve the country. But he didn't pass a physical. And like so many people, they wanted to contribute to the war effort. And so being a composer, he's thought, well, I'll write a piece of music that's inspirational and patriotic. And so he went to the top brass at was it NBC? I think it was the NBC Broadcasting Network. I'm looking at my notes real quick, but I don't see it. But anyways, he went to the top brass and said, look, I have this idea. I want to make an arrangement of When Johnny Comes Marching Home and use it as a patriotic and inspirational message to the home front people. And the brass said, that's great. Can you have it ready for tomorrow night's broadcast? So within 8 hours, this guy is excited. So he cranks this arrangement out in 8 hours' time. And to put a real fine point on it, the copyist, because he was writing the score, right, in score form, so then the copyist had to take whatever music he had and then copy out for the parts. And so there, and this is all done by hand back then. This is way before computers, right? So everything is being done by hand. So all these copyists are waiting in the wind to get their parts so they can copy them out. And then the orchestra, with very little or no rehearsal time at all, basically sight reading, they broadcast it the next night. And it's become a classic ever since. And so it was originally written for orchestra, but it's been arranged for band as well. And it's a delightful piece. And it the theme is When Johnny Comes Marching Home. And the KCB does a wonderful job with this. Rousing.
You can understand why it's a classic.
Oh, absolutely. It's spirited. It's fun stuff.
That's Morton Gould, who was a mid-century composer, wrote so much, and he's really famous for that arrangement by Ferdy Groffet. Isn't he the arranger of that cowboy kind of tune from...
Oh, are you thinking about the Grand Canyon Suite?
Oh my gosh, I am. I don't know. I'm going all over the place.
It's okay. Yeah, I have Grand Canyon Suite. I haven't thought about that tune in.
Oh, really. Come on.
I know. The donkey. That's right. It's classic, right? Yeah. I don't know if he wrote that or arranged that, but he's another piece that he is known for is for the wind band is Jericho. It's a wonderful arrangement of Jericho, When the Walls Come Tumbling Down, and it's pretty cool stuff.
The Kalamazoo Concert Band plays a huge variety and a huge array of music for winds, and it is a universe that's quite fascinating once you get started, because it may not be as old a genre as orchestral music, but so many interesting people have written for it, and you have a wonderful time finding brand new and pieces that are classics like this for these programs.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's fun to mix it up, too. Like I said, so this concert gave us a chance to mix it up. I mean, so, you know, we do traditional band literature, and then like we did on this concert, so the first half is a little more traditional, and then the second half is swing, because we represent, and this is in memory of this, you know, the conclusion of the World War II's conclusion 75 years ago, now 76 years, because this is last year. This gave us an opportunity to actually do put some swing music on the program. So the second half was all swing, and which is fun. And to me, it's been a real delight to work with the band, the Kalamazoo Concert Band, to get this 80-piece-plus band to swing. It's like a Mack truck, you know, something that big, and trying to get it to be,
absolutely,
you know, light on its feet, because the swing music has to be, you know, flexible and light, and, you know.
Your percussion section should be loving it already.
Oh, they did. They got a chance to play drum set, which is fantastic. I think, as you can hear with the band, you know, an 80-piece band, it's swinging. It's pretty darn cool, I think.
I think the Glenn Miller band had like 12 guys in it.
Well, maybe 16. Maybe a little more than that. But
so that's a lighter on it.
Oh, yeah, it is lighter. Yeah, of course. But I think the KCB does a good job of swinging. In fact, we can get our air audience swinging right now in the mood.
Our listeners know that Megan Dooley is also part of this concert. We are going to feature more songs, and she did send along an update. So I'll tease that now. We'll hear a little bit more about what Megan's up to. But let's hear this.
Well, yeah, so we opened the second half of the program with In the Mood, and that was by design to get the audience in the mood. And I think you might hear people clapping sometimes in the middle, and that's because people were getting up to dance, which was I encouraged them to do. I said, look, you know, this is big band music is meant to be danced to. So if you feel the urge, go ahead and cut a rug. So we should maybe play for them In the Mood.